listening to the Learning to Believe Again podcast with your host, Brittany Bexton.
Where do you begin when you're learning to believe again?
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. Today, we are continuing our series on Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider. This is actually our first testimony day where I have a friend on sharing her testimony of the amazing provision of God. But if you missed the episode introducing this series, talking about Jehovah Jireh as our provider and what that means and some biblical references to that, go ahead and catch that. That was episode 129. It's just entitled Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider. So today I have my friend Tina Salazar on with me. Welcome, Tina.
Welcome, Brittany. Welcome. What an honor to be here. Thank you.
So tell the audience just a little bit about yourself, Tina.
Yes. Well, my name is Tina Salazar. I live in Houston, Texas. I am a mom, a wife, a grandmother. I'm a grandmother of two boys and one girl, and I'm an artist, and I just work full-time on my art designs, and I have a little boutique east of downtown in Houston, Texas. We're about five or eight minutes away from the Minute Maid Park where the Astros play, so it's really, there's a lot of traffic there. It's very popular area.
That's awesome. So what's the name of your boutique?
Right now it's called Latina Tina.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you want to visit her and you're over by the Astros.
Mm-hmm. East of downtown in Houston. Yes. At Ironworks Marketplace.
So go check out Tina's stuff because she is an awesome artist and she creates some really amazing, unique pieces. So if you are in the area, go and check her out. So Tina has this awesome story about Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider, and how he provided for her. So I am so excited for her to share this story. Tina, tell us about your experience.
Yes, thank you, Brittany. So I have it written down in my journal, and it's dated back March 24th of 2018. And it's a show that is in Warrenton, Texas, Round Top, Texas, and it's a big antiques, the biggest show in Texas, a big antique dealer show. So you have to do all your shopping for all of your product before you get out to this show because there's no Hobby Lobby in the area. There's no kind of store. There's only a Walmart. And so, you know, they run out of everything because everyone is going to this store to get product for their show. So yeah. I had a dresser. It was an antique dresser and I painted it and it had five drawers. And in the middle, it had two holes for two prongs for one, you know, drawer pulley. Mm-hmm. And I bought a very significant drawer pull here in Hobby Lobby. And it was a pull. And on either side of the pull are two angels. So I bought five angel pulls for this dresser. So we get out and do the show. And I don't put the drawer pulls on the dresser. I sell it like that without it. And the gentleman and the lady who bought it were actually taking it back to their store in Louisiana. So they said, I asked them, would you like for me to put my dresser pulls that I'd bought for it? Or do you want to put your own? And they said, oh, we trust you. We'd like your taste. Go ahead and put what you bought for it. And I said, okay. They said, we'll be back. We're going to go do some shopping. And so they went off to go do some more shopping. And my husband was helping me with the drawer pulls and one of them broke. And I said, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? We sold, you know, and he said, you know, he would take it without him. And I end up, well, let me go back just a bit. I believe I showed him one of the drawer pulleys and they really did like it. So, So anyway, one broke and we went back to the RV and we kind of contemplated it, kind of just, you know, sat there and was like, couldn't believe that happened. We prayed about it. And I think we made a sandwich and we sat there because we were like, are we going to lose this sale? We really need it. And we went back to the tent and kept selling and just trying, you know, manning the show. And later on that day, when they should have, when these people should have already come back, my husband was in the RV, and he looks in a he looks down into the door of the RV, mm-hmm. and there is a drawer pull, and it is the same drawer pull as the ones that I bought in Hobby Lobby, and we couldn't believe it. And my husband said, "You had to have bought 6 drawer pulls." And I said, "No, I bought 5. And he says, "Where's the receipt?" And I said, "Oh, good call." And I remember going through my paperwork, and I pulled the receipt, and it showed clearly that I had bought 5. So yeah. There's proof. And my husband was floored. If he wouldn't have been there, he would not have believed me, but he was part of it. So he was floored. And he hurried and put that drawer pull on, and the people came back and they paid us.
Yeah.
Took the dresser. And when me and my husband were standing there as they took the dresser, I just started to cry. And I knew that God provided. He really did. And it's touched me because I remember. And we walked back to that RV. We closed up for the night and we sat. And when we walked into the RV, there was this chair and it had a feather. There was a feather there, and it was just confirmation that the Lord had provided for us. And it was just a lovingly way to say, "Hey, I said, I'm your provider. Didn't I say I would do it?" You know, and we were so thankful and so grateful. That's one story we will never forget ever.
I bet. I love that it was the angel poles.
Yes.
There was an angel feather, mm-hmm. like as mark when you got back. Mm-hmm. So here you have this sale you're excited about. You have 5 drawer pulls. You planned it specifically. One breaks. There's no logical way for that to happen.
No.
There's no logical way for you to get it. There's no easy problem solving. And then one just appears miraculously for you. The angel that the Lord sent to bring it to you left his mark behind with his feather.
Yes, he did. Amazing.
I love that. That is so amazing. I love this story too, because, you know, when people think of Jehovah Jireh, a lot of the time people think just financial blessings. And well, this was a financial blessing for you because it ultimately resulted in a sale. It was also a problem-solving provision. He provided something for you that you needed to solve this problem. And that's who he is. He doesn't just provide financially. He provides the things that we need. He's our provider all the way around.
Yes, he is. Yes. Yes, he is. He provided. He provided to the T. Exactly. It was the exact same door pull, dresser pull. I mean, we closed the sale. I didn't lose the sale. And it was one of the beginning. It was only my second show. It was my second year doing that show. And it was almost like he was saying, "Trust in me, you know,
yeah.
I've got you."
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. And I seriously, I just think it's so amazing too, that it was angel pulleys.
Yes.
I mean, how perfect is that?
Yes. And I will be placing a picture of it in the comment section.
It's
beautiful.
Yeah. So when I post this episode on my Facebook and all of that, Tina will comment on the Facebook page and she'll post it there for you all to see. Mm-hmm. I just love that. So if you could leave the audience with one thought to take with them before we finish out this episode, what would it be?
That he wants to be in all of it. He wants to be in all of it. In everything that you do, you know, conversate with him on everything. He wants to provide. He is the provider. If we allow him to be, if we open up our hearts to receive him and allow him to come into that space that sometimes, you know, we shut down or we think, you know, in the natural world, but he is our provider.
Amen. He is. My dog agrees with you.
Yes. Amen.
He is our provider. That is so good. And yes, he wants to be involved in every little thing. So often we think that it's only the big things that we can ask for, or, "Oh, I just need this one thing," but he wants to be involved in all of it. He wants to do it all for you. Yeah. He doesn't want to just do the big thing or the desperate thing. He wants to be involved in every decision and every challenge. He's our great problem solver.
Yes, he is. And amen.
He gave his son so that he could be in relationship with us and be our friend.
Yes.
And our father. And when we bring everything to him, we give him the opportunity to come into relationship in all of those areas.
Yes.
So I love that.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Tina. And thank you for joining us, listeners. I hope that this episode and story encouraged you. And I just release a blessing to you today that Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider, can provide for you in any area that you need.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful week. Talk to you next week.
Begin when you learn.